You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
The Mutton Sandwich Podcast.
Welcome to the Mutton Sandwich Podcast. So exciting. This is the show that we created because we want to hang out with our famous friends.
That's right. Our friends that we see along the corridor every day. And now we get to showcase them on a show to have a nice little chat and find out all the juicy stuff.
Because you never get to hear this on regular national radio.
No.
We never talk about DJs from other stations, especially DJs who host the same time slot as us. So
yeah.
Other morning shows, we pretend they don't exist.
Pui, 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 pui.
Yeah. In fact, they suck. But here on the Mutton Sandwich, not on national radio, we can be friends again. Gerald Cole from 987's morning show, Get Up. Is it? It's called Get Up. Right?
Wow.
You see, this is how much we don't listen to your show.
Sorry. Hello, Mutton.
Hey, Gerald. No, yeah, wow. Gerald, you've been
It's called Get Up.
It's called Get Up.
Thank you. I knew that.
No, yeah. You've been a good friend of ours for many years now. We've even worked together at 987 for quite a few years. Let's start off by a simple question. Is radio something you've always wanted to do, or was it by choice? Is it
yes.
Punishment? What?
You know, I grew up with you guys, man. Back then when I was in K2. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks,
I mean, when the reason why I love radio is because of the how exciting it is. And you guys, I'm honestly saying this, it's because of you guys that made me want to do this kind of radio. Because you know, on radio there are different ways to present and the way you guys do it, it's just fresh, it's different, and it's fun. You don't want to just be presenting radio. And when I was back in school, I went into mass comm, and I always wanted to do something to do the media. So it was radio that I was gunning for.
Right.
And I don't know if you know about this, but many years ago, right, I took part in a 97 contest.
Oh, you're kidding? You know, the funny thing is, you told us about it many years later.
Yeah.
They were like, he was there, man.
Got me.
I don't remember.
I was really skinny.
Okay. Yes, yes, you did. But you didn't win that contest.
Didn't win.
Right?
It was in 2006.
Seven.
Yeah, around there.
Wow.
Seven. Yes, yes.
And of course, the winner of that contest eventually became part of our 987 team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you broke off in another direction.
Mm.
You eventually, correct me if I'm wrong, became an intern.
Yeah.
Over at one of the rival radio stations.
Correct. So correct. I was doing my. I mean, when I did the competition, I was in year two.
Still in school, okay.
Poly.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the next year, my teachers were like saying, hey, you know what, you want to go and try 97 as an intern because you've been there in the competition? I was like, no, I don't want. They don't want me. I go there before.
Angry.
So I sent my resume to a rival station.
Yeah, that's right.
And back then, they weren't a pop station, you see.
Right.
They were a little bit, I think they just changed to pop from techno.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
So I was there and I was just an intern, helping out. And then suddenly the boss told me, hey, you want to try and go on air for this weekend because my DJ is on MC.
And you were still an intern?
I was still an intern.
Wow. Okay.
I was only 3 weeks old.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, really? Yeah. Okay, am I doing the show with who?
Yeah.
And then he said, no, alone. I was like, okay, how do I press the buttons? Oh, your school didn't teach you? I was like, very different, you know?
Yeah, exactly,
the school doesn't teach you how to press the buttons, actually.
Yeah,
I mean, they do, but it's just a different system.
Yeah,
and everything. And I spent like about literally 2 hours with another DJ telling me what to press and everything.
Wow.
So the rest was history.
So that's how you started. Man. Wow.
And you became obviously the most popular intern on that station.
Thank God the DJ fell sick.
Yeah, exactly,
yes,
right?
Do you want to give a shout out to that DJ who fell sick?
No.
Okay. And then, slowly you became a part of that station. I think we can even say the station's name because that station technically doesn't exist
anymore.
It was Hot FM at the time, right?
That's right.
And then here at 987, we started hearing rumblings of a boy thunder.
That's right.
This boy thunder is like, you know, kind of disrupting our station and what we're doing, because we both had targeted youth at the time, right? So tell us how boy thunder came about.
So I got my internship because the boss actually asked me, do you have a driver's license? I was like, wait, hold on. I got A for my radio class.
Yeah.
You're not interested in that? You want to know whether or not I got a driver's license? Said, yeah.
Okay.
So I said, yes, okay, you're hired. I'm like, huh?
Wow.
You got an internship because you have a driver's license. Oh, why?
So they needed somebody to actually drive this station vehicle. It's called the Thunder Truck.
Right. Oh.
And because back then, remember I told you I was very skinny, right?
Yeah.
I was very short also.
Okay.
So
you're still
like,
short, by the way.
I know.
But now fat.
So because I was a very small sized boy, and Boy Wonder, Boy Thunder, Boy Thunder.
You were driving the thunder truck.
That's right.
But thank God it wasn't like the Prata truck or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy Prata. Now you mean Boy Prata.
Boy Prata.
Boy Mutabak.
Yeah, I don't mind actually. Boy Prata. Oh, Boy Prata sounds damn good.
So you were known as Boy Thunder for a number of years, right? How many years was that down there?
About seven.
Seven years. Right? Yeah. And you became the guy, and we were, to a certain extent, envious of what you managed to achieve there, because you managed to galvanize fans of bands and all that to come together. Something that we didn't really do on our side. Tell us about that whole journey.
So, if you become a radio DJ, you would know that, you know, sometimes it's quite difficult to break out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have so many stations, so many DJs, and you need to find something that you're passionate about and something that people will, you know, you can grab attention for. And I thought, like, hey, you know, because I love having a lot of friends around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the night show and these listeners became like real friends. I mean, it sounds creepy now.
Yeah.
But we would go out for like gatherings.
Right.
And I thought to myself, you know what? I think I want to do this as a differential from, you know, like the other DJs.
Any other show.
And I said, you know what? I want to be that person who would actually allow that gel, you know. I was that gel for people to who would love to actually meet up with bands, who like to talk to people. Mm. And I think I was one of the first few DJs who would actually, you know, like get 50 people into the studio.
Yeah.
And then Liam Payne from One Direction was on the phone,
right?
And then they could actually talk to him.
Wow!
And during the whole interview, I was quiet.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So, and I enjoyed that as well because I liked the reaction and stuff like that. And people kind of got to know me by word of mouth.
Mm.
You know, and that this guy is, you know, not doing anything.
For anybody who's thinking of breaking into the radio industry, that is the one word that's very, very understated here in radio, and that's connection. You need to have that connection somehow, some way, with your listeners.
Yeah, no connection, how to listen to radio?
Now use Wi-Fi.
Yeah, exactly. But you still need connection, what?
Not literal, but okay. But yeah, I mean, and you had that. You had that. You really brought the fans together. I think that was the time that One Direction, 5 Seconds of Summer, and all that were doing very, very well as well, right?
Yeah. And over at that side as well, actually, we were very envious of the Muttons. Every time when you hear the Muttons doing this, let's go and try and find a way to disrupt them.
Right.
But it was fun. It was a fun rivalry that we had. So I remember meeting you once when you were Boy Thunder still. Mm. And of course, we were at 9. I can't remember if you were there, Mutton, but met you once and someone nudged me and like, that's Boy Thunder. I was like, and that's the guy.
So short.
I think we were formally introduced.
This was what, in 2011, 12, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I was sneezing a lot back then.
Pre-pandemic, thank goodness.
Must be y'all.
So I was like, oh, hello, how are you? You watch out.
And then if you can't beat them, get them to join you.
Yes!
So we you know, obviously invited you over to 987, and the rest, like they say, is history. Mm. You've been a stalwart at 987, you know, helping run the station, of course, now doing the morning show and all that. What's your, besides, you know, getting listeners involved, because nowadays, obviously, we can't, unless it's on Zoom or whatever, right? But what's your favorite thing about, you know, being on radio, being on air?
Well, as cliche as it might sound, you know, it's exciting. Every day is a different thing.
Yeah.
You don't know what to expect. And I like to live my life that way. I don't like to... Okay, of course on radio you have to plan.
Yeah.
But somehow the nature of radio is completely unplanned. You know, things might happen all of a sudden and you want to do something new. And I like that kind of excitement. I don't like to go to a table, you know, do the same old every single day.
Yeah.
And you know, to be able to talk to people, to connect with people is something that I don't think I would ever want to drop.
We kind of coined a term for that. We call it planned spontaneity.
Yeah. Mm.
So you plan to do something, but you never know what's going to happen while doing that thing. And
that's
the fun of radio.
Yeah.
Well said, man.
And so, you know, your journey has taken you... So how many years have you been doing radio already?
So I started in 2008.
Right.
Oh, so 13
officially
years.
2008.
2008, yeah. Okay, as an intern.
Yeah.
3 weeks into an internship. 2008. I don't know if I can share this, but actually 97 came knocking on my door two times before and I rejected.
Oh, right.
Because you're still angry about 2007. You see, short people, they hold bad grudges.
I remember one of those times because I think I initiated.
You interviewed me.
Yes, I initiated at the time and he's like, the bastard doesn't want to come over. I'm like, wow.
Wait, we can say words like that?
Yeah.
Okay, now I know.
So it's like, okay. But no, but we eventually knew, you know, you being at 987 was the best for 987. The station was built for someone like you.
I didn't reject you guys because I lost the competition.
Right. Just sure. Yeah.
It's because when you guys knocked on my door, I was only like, I think about 4.5 years old into
radio.
And I was actually scared.
Yeah.
Because 987 is the place where everybody wants to go. You know, it's like a childhood dream. And I was afraid that I wasn't ready.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not that blossomed flower yet.
Right.
Just still a bud, you know? So so I told myself, okay, maybe not now.
Yeah.
He was angry.
A bit.
Still angry. Yeah.
But when your flower eventually grew big.
Yeah.
That sounds very creepy too.
Yeah.
You know, that's when we came to you again. Now, talk about your time at 987 because you've gone through peaks and valleys at 987. You've had a number of partnerships. I think you were with Joakim once.
Mm.
Adam came on board for a while, right? Now you're with Kim. Were you with Charmian at one point?
No, I was doing Alone at one point.
Alone at one point.
Alone, yeah. Right.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite?
Wow, the night show is my favorite.
The night show is your favorite.
Okay. Right. You guys did night before as well.
Yeah, night show was
you
fun.
You guys enjoyed the night?
Oh, loved it. Except we got really fat doing night show.
Yeah. That's when you get
it. Yeah, because you're always awake after 12 and you're hungry. Yeah. So yeah, you eat at that time and then you go to sleep. So yeah, wow.
You get
piled on the pounds.
Fattest when you do the night show.
Yeah. And the night show is, well, in terms of 987, it's the most alive.
Yeah, right. sure.
The kids are tuning in because they're doing their homework.
Mm.
There's one major interaction. It's very different from the other shows, and I enjoy the nights a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But you know, in your head, is there any plans to going back to nights? Because you're helming, you know, the anchor now, the morning show. Now.
You know, we cannot control these things. Right?
True. So, but you know, can chocho them a bit lah? Like, hey,
I've been chochoing many years. To change, but no, I'm just kidding.
Which brings me to my next question: Do you prefer solo or with a partner?
Oh, definitely with a partner.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But with the right partner, of course.
I think, in terms of like radio history, I'm one of the DJs who have changed so many partners.
Right.
You guys, I think for you, Justin, you had, I think, only one other partner and then now Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
One more, but it was very short-lived.
I had seven.
Seven?
Back in the previous station and now altogether, I had seven different partners.
Wow.
And
my goodness.
Every time when you change a partner,
it's tough. Actually, funny enough, Mutton, you're not that far away.
Yeah, right? I've had quite a few partners.
Before we formed the Muttons, a lot of people don't even remember. You did a show with Vanetta Lopez once.
Yeah, Andrea DeCruz, Mark Richmond, Colin Gomez.
FD?
Flying Dutchman, wow. Katrina Kao, Margaret Lim, yeah, quite a few.
So you're not, so, no,
this is not competition, right?
No. but my nickname in the station was Village Bicycle.
Yes. Oh my gosh. But you know what I mean, right? It's just tough to,
It's not easy to get that kind of chemistry between two people, especially with radio, because all people hear is your voice. Mm. So you know, if people can actually see you and look at your mannerisms, it's a lot easier for people to tell how close a relationship you have.
Yeah.
But when it's radio and just your voice, sometimes, you know, the slight nuances, the things that you catch that the other person says or don't catch, you know, is very evident when people listen to you.
So, sometimes you can fake it. Yeah. But, you know, if you fake it every day, it's very tough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, cannot. You sore throat.
One of the things, I want to tell people about this because I don't think you get enough credit for this. Over the years, a lot of fantastic ideas that people hear on 987, sometimes even not on your show, on other shows, you were the one who came up with the idea.
Conceptualized.
Yeah, you are such an idea man. Mm. You come up with a lot of amazing concepts and ideas and all that. And it's always for the fans, for the listeners. What do you think is the best idea you've ever come up with?
Oh my gosh.
And you've got a lot.
You've had so many over the years.
A boss once told me that no idea is a bad idea until you try it. Mm. So I live my life with that mantra, you know. Mm. And some, I mean, not all ideas are good, lah. Sometimes, you know, you try and then
if it doesn't work, move on.
But it's through experience that you kind of feel that, hey, you know what, this might work for radio. And you know, we're talking about different mediums, right? For radio, some ideas will work, but this idea may not work for a different medium.
Correct.
For sure.
So I think one of the best ideas, which is okay, it's not just from me, like it was like just a random thing, and then other people chipped in and it became a huge event. It was this non-stop radio broadcast, which was a 77-hour broadcast,
right? Wow.
And we had so many people come down, give us breakfast, lunch, and we just went on non-stop. We hit Guinness record as well.
Wow.
Wow.
Non-stop radio and
don't like going home, really, is
it? Sorry?
Don't like going home.
That time, not married, no girlfriend.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah, so a bit different.
Right.
I can't recall. I think you were talking non-stop for 77 hours.
So the rule was we are supposed to be in this box.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a transparent box because people can see you. Mm. The rule is you must come on after every two songs.
Okay.
For the whole duration.
So no longer than a two song break, which is about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
For two songs. And then you gotta talk again.
Yeah.
For 77 hours.
We earn so much money, you know.
Yeah, what do you mean? Right.
As in the sponsors came in.
Yeah,
sponsors,
okay, of course.
Yes. Wow. If I asked you to do it again today, would you?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Just checking.
You got sponsors?
Yeah. Wife will leave you.
Maybe
can. Speaking of the wife, let's talk about the wife. You've got a lovely
I've
wife.
I've got a wife, yes.
Yes. You got a lovely wife. Tell us how you guys met, because I haven't heard the story from you personally, but someone told me the story. I thought it was quite a nice story.
So. Right. Well, I got to know. If you ask me if she's a listener, well, yes and no.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because she was a huge fan of Adam Lambert.
Right.
Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a crazy. Can I say this? But yeah, she was a crazy fan.
Make
right?
sure she doesn't download this podcast.
Yeah, like.
I will. Can you don't post on IG? She likes to follow you guys.
You're so cute.
I gave away a poster.
Right.
Like a signed poster.
Oh wow.
Okay.
And that poster got delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So a few of the listeners who won the poster got a bit angry, like, hey, you cheat me.
Right.
Scam.
What is this, huh? Yeah. And then I had to explain because Shipman is not here, you know, whatever the reason was. But she was the only one who was very quiet. So there were five winners.
Okay.
Right.
The four were very noisy. She was very quiet.
Oh, okay.
She's like, hey, this one good, huh?
Never complain, yeah.
Then I went on to my SMS machine. Back then it's SMS machine. There was this girl, I mean this person who spam like 1,000 SMS.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, hey, wait, hold on. Is this the one who was quiet?
Right.
Yeah, it's her.
So she was angry, but on SMS.
And you know, and I decided to actually collect the poster, go down to her house, and pass it to her.
Right.
Because I felt sorry lah. Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to offend a fan.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. And it's your fault lah.
Yes. Kind of. Yeah, I mean, the ship, that back then, no Suez Canal problem.
Right.
So I don't know what happened there. Then I went down. I didn't even know how she looks like, right?
Yeah, sure.
So when she opened the door, I was like, "Whoa!" But I have to be professional.
Yeah, of course. The "wow" was in your head.
I don't know if I say it loud because out loud, but gave it to her, and then she, in my head, I kept thinking of an auntie.
Right.
He's always
right.
complaining.
Very
all,
nasty.
Very Karen.
Like a nasty Karen.
Yeah.
But when she opened the door, I was like, ooh. Your mother complained. Is
oh, no.
No, I didn't say that. It was again in my head.
In your head. Thank goodness.
And then after that, she replied. She's like, "I'm so sorry. Thank you for the poster. I really thought," because all the other winners, actually, we are all texting each other saying that, you know, you want to cheat us.
Yeah.
And I realized that you are genuine about this.
Right.
And then we started texting.
I see.
And fast forward 3 years later.
Yeah.
Adam Lambert came to Singapore.
Okay.
I managed to interview him. Mm-hmm. I got him to hold up like a sign to say, "Will you marry Gerald?"
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Why you spoil my candy like that?
Exactly.
Wow. Now I cannot let my wife hear this because why you never
Yeah, that's why.
Get Google Dolls to hold up a sign for me.
Yeah, wife likes Google Dolls.
No, I just.
Wife will like something like Kung Fu Panda.
I don't know why.
Wow.
I mean, I've been listening to you guys, Muttons, for many, many years, right? I don't know why. Like, somehow this thing came to my mind. You guys like Savage Garden or so, one of you, right?
He does. He likes all the womanly bands.
Hey. They are very romantic songs.
Like, yeah, exactly. Dolls.
That's right. Dolls, Savage Garden. See what I have to put up
with. That's a really nice story. Adam Lambert helped with your proposal.
Yeah, man.
And you guys are happily married now.
No wonder your best friend is Adam.
That's very coincidental. They look very different.
Yeah, very different. Yeah.
Funny enough. And you got two very cute dogs, by the way.
Yeah, very cute.
Oh, yeah, they're so adorable. Do a lot of people still remember Boy Thunder? Do you feel like they call you Boy Thunder still? Like, because a lot of the quote unquote crazy fans, not my words, yours. they would have grown up by now.
Yeah.
Do they still, maybe they're married and all that, so do they still call you Boy Thunder?
Fun story as well. Actually, two of my listeners back then when they were in secondary school, they're now currently working at MediaCorp.
Oh, are you kidding?
And one of them used to work for 987 for our social media.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
It was very tough for her, she told me, right, to call you Gerald.
Right.
Because it's just BT, Boy Thunder, BT.
Yeah.
When I came over here, I was told you cannot use the name.
And
I dropped it.
Yeah.
Clients thought that Boy Thunder died.
Right. It was another person completely.
And it was quite a tough transition in terms of, you know, getting sponsors, getting like the jobs and everything.
Yeah.
But somehow people got to know, you know, like, oh, actually, Boy Thunder is Gerald.
Yeah, that's him.
Right.
Yeah.
Finally, his name is revealed. You should have put on like a sound effect so every time you go on air, you say, "Boy," then the sound of thunder goes. You know, just to
jolt the memory.
Jolt the memory, yeah.
You know, funny enough, I have the exact same story as you. Because before I joined MediaCorp, I was with another station as well. And I was known as JA.
Mm-mm.
Right? Hello! Thank you. It just so happened when I started doing radio in 1998, Justin just was not a cool name.
Right.
Nobody
it still isn't. Yeah, times have not changed that much.
You notice all the famous Justins, Timberlake, Bieber and all that, they only came much later. In the 90s, Justin was not a cool name. It's just a name that sounds like dustbin.
Mm.
So I decided I'm not going to call myself Justin on radio. I'm going to call myself JA, my initials. So for 6 years, that was my name. When I came to MediaCorp, they're like, "Nope, you got to drop that name." I'm like, "But that's my name.
It's still
my name. It's my initials." "Nope, cannot."
Yeah.
Like, okay, call myself Justin. And people thought JA died. Mm-hmm. People did also think that, like, "Oh yeah, JA, last time very good, don't know where he is now." No, that's me. You know? So I know exactly.
It was very sad, right?
I know. You know, something you built for so long, then you're like, "No, you can't use it anymore."
I have to change my Twitter name.
Oh yeah.
And you know, on Twitter, you can't just change your name. You have to send a message to
a
Twitter.
Request, yeah. Oh my goodness, wow.
And yeah.
So yeah, people still till today no US boycott them.
So just recently awesome. I went to Starbucks and then this guy just wrote Boy Thunder. I said Gerald, and then he just wrote Boy Thunder.
Cool.
It's a nice feeling, you know, when
people remember you that way.
You know, you built something.
Yeah.
And it goes back to that word connection.
And, and I guess I was quite lucky enough for me to actually start at a pop radio station where the 13-year-olds back then were listening to me.
Yeah.
And now, you know, moving on, they've all grown up.
Oh, yeah. They are adults.
Adults.
Yeah.
Could maybe understand me a little bit more.
Hopefully no one has named their children Boy Thunder. That's going to be the butt of all jokes in school.
Maybe Buntong can.
That'd be funny, man, if someone named their child. Yeah, I used to listen to Gerald. I'm going to call him Boy Thunder.
Boy Thunder. Oh, dear.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, one more thing to do before we go. And that's usually we like to turn the tables where, you know, we've been asking you questions for half an hour. So now Boy Thunder gets to ask Muttons any question. Now, we've been friends for so long.
Right.
So, is there a question you've always wanted to ask us? You can do it on the record right now. You can ask one of us or both of us.
You guys will be truthful, right?
It's up to
you. Oh, yeah. We have to tell the truth. It's in our contract.
That's okay. Right. I'll disclaim first. Not that I don't like my partner, Kimberly Wang.
Oh, yeah, okay. No.
But do you all like each other?
Do we like each other?
Yeah, and how do you all put up with each other?
What kind of weird question is that?
Wow, okay. Well, the question, first of all, do we like each other? I'm paid really well, so... I don't care.
He's forced to.
I just come to work and think of the salary at the end of the month and like, okay, like, I'll just put up with this.
I said truthful. I didn't know.
I told you in the contract as well, I have to tell the truth. I cannot lie. I never ever lie.
Okay. I'm paid really
now. I need to check with HR. Why am I not paid so much to endure? No, I mean, I'm okay with my partner.
But on the other hand, we never ever fight.
Yeah.
We don't scream at each other. Everything we do on radio is because we're doing radio and we're trying to entertain people. So we never take anything we do to heart. If we do end up screaming at each other, it's because I beat him at FIFA 21. something like that. But it's never a negative thing.
Or I really want to like go to Shake Shack. And then he's like, no,
I don't like beef today.
Much on me today.
Shake Shack's the best.
Yeah, that's the kind of arguments we have.
Like to fight over that.
Friendly fights.
We've actually never had an argument because thankfully we actually, a lot of our discussions are aimed towards the same thing, which is entertaining, having fun.
And it kind of brings you back to that statement that you made a while ago where no idea is a bad idea.
Mm.
So even if I don't agree, if he comes up with an idea and I think, it's not going to work, I'm not going to say, no, we're not going to do it because it's not going to work. I'm going to say, okay, let's do it and try. Mm. If it doesn't work, then okay, I'll move on. Then I'll think of the next idea or let's think of a better idea together.
I think that's the solution.
It is,
To, you know, to a marriage, good relationship.
To,
yes.
Yeah, to everything. To everything,
Yes.
Exactly.
To not just... push that person away.
Or pick at each other's faults because, you know, then you have a never-ending argument that will just lead to misery.
I think in terms of wife, right, it's not like okay, I don't mind trying it. It's, yes, you're right.
Yes,
you're right.
Yes.
Avoid all the arguments.
That's that solution.
That's for
on
the
radio,
wife.
Maybe you can, you know, quarrel.
But in radio, right, and this comes with, I think, Vernon and me also having previous partners before, it's also like a marriage because you got to compromise. You're never going to agree on every single thing, but even if you don't, try it out first. You know,
you never know. Never say never.
You don't know until you try. So back to your question, do we like each other? We're all right.
Oh, money helps.
Please say yes.
You're all right.
I still have my transistor radio in 987 to tune in to you guys. To see what you guys are doing so that I can do better.
But in all honesty, man, you guys have done an amazing job. And since we've left 987, it's been 6 years, really. Can you believe it? 6 years. And we left with such happy hearts because we knew we were going to leave it to you.
Leaving it in good hands.
You guys, yourself, Sonia, Joakim, and the rest of you. So you guys have been doing an amazing job at 987. It makes us proud to be alumni of the station now. And keep doing it, man.
I want to say something. When I came over 987, I was actually quite nervous, quite scared because I didn't know anybody except Vernon as well as Justin.
You're right.
Sure.
And it was you guys who made me comfortable because, you know, I was told that I was going to do a show alone.
Right.
And it's been many years since I did a solo show, right? I think the both of you actually spoke to me and said, because I had so many ideas, I want to do different things. And I think, Justin, you came to me and you were like, chill first. Just do maybe three out of the 59. And it gave me, you know, that confidence. And you guys made me very comfortable when I came over. And when you guys left, I was actually very sad. That info about you guys leaving came as a shock to not just me, but to the rest of us. We were like, oh my gosh, now what do we do? Do we still have a job?
No, we say that we were happy to leave the station in your good hands, but we were very sad to leave because we were so leaving sad. Friends. Yeah. And we, you know, we, till today, you know, the group of us, we still hang out, we catch up and all that. We still have a group chat together. It's because, you know, you guys are real friends to us. And by the way,
the truth is we never asked to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
We were forced.
Someone took us out. And
It's not something we are going like, no, lah, you know. But we were told.
Did they pay you all?
It's time
more?
For you. Of course they did. Yeah. But we were literally told it's time for you guys to move on, so go. And we couldn't say, well, you know, but it wasn't our choice, like, basically.
Yeah.
Because 987 was so much fun. So much fun for us. There were a lot of things we did on 97 which we couldn't believe we got away with.
Yeah. And we could never get away with here on Class 95.
Absolutely not. You know, right. So that was the most fun. But hey, you guys are doing an amazing job over at 987. Mm. Thanks for coming on, Mr.
Thanks, guys.
Mr.
Yeah,
GK.
Man.
Enjoy myself.
Mr. BT.
Mr. BT. Wow.
How many names does this guy have?
Mr. BT, which today can stand for a bubble tea. But yeah, Boy Thunder, we'll see you soon, man.